The West Live.
The West Live
with Ben O'Shea.
Do you know what? It's amazing. Since Trump lost the presidential election, I really rarely think of American politics anymore. Don't you think? It used to be something that we would talk about daily.
I remember when Trump won the election and we were talking through here and people were going, oh God, no. And we were saying, no, it's brilliant. Imagine the mileage we'll get out of this as a journalist. Yeah. It's going to be great
Every
fun.
Every single day we would talk about something.
Yes. I mean, granted, the world's going to end, but, you know, Imagine what fun we're going to have as a journalist. And now it's all a bit boring, isn't it? And that, I think, has been reflected this year in the Christmas decorations too. So Melania was very OTT when it came to, because the First Lady's traditional job to decorate the White House.
Literally the only thing that she did.
Was decorate the White House. But the Trumps were very OTT. They had Trump Towers, of course. So they do everything, like, they don't do things by halves. Neither do Americans in general, really. But it was spectacular. And it was very divisive. I mean, she had do you remember those blood red Christmas trees she had down a hallway? Like umpteen of them in a row. It was all a bit creepy.
Not very classy.
But they were very in your face. Now Jill Biden's come in and she's tried to inject a bit of class into the whole thing.
Yeah.
But it's all very boring.
Is it?
And it's the issue that's divided Americans, right? Stand by, because there's not much colour on these Christmas trees.
We can bring up a
there's
picture
just,
of these, Mel, while we're talking about it.
White doves. What white? White doves. Mm. It's very angelic.
Mm. Interesting.
It's all a bit boring. There's no red. There's no Christmassy touch to it.
Well, do you know why? Because Jill Biden would have been doing it and going, oh, Joe, what do you reckon? He's like asleep in the corner.
Yeah, whatever. Just you
Or letting one rip, like he did in front of Camilla.
So, and the thing is as well, they do have this very sweet bauble, though. I will give them that. It's got a picture of them both in it, which is very cute. A picture of the First Lady and the President. Are you looking at the pictures now?
I'm looking at the pictures now. Do you know what it reminds me of?
Go on.
That, to me, looks like a Meyer or a David Jones. You know, it looks like a department store.
It's not.
There's no sort
presidential.
Of personal touch. It's not. No, it's not. It doesn't look opulent. And there's a little.
I'm sorry, but the Trumps did it better. I'm calling it. When it comes to Christmas, the Trumps did it
controversial.
Better.
Do you have you put up your Christmas tree yet?
I have not, because I don't think you should put them up until Christmas. What is it?
What do you mean? You mean
Christmas is December to me,
right? Okay. Yeah.
That's from tomorrow onwards. Yeah. Don't put them.
I was having this discussion with my producer Mel. She likes
what
to go like 2 weeks, 2 weeks out from December.
And with you, Mel, and I don't understand these people.
No, 2 weeks out from December, so she did it 2 weeks ago.
Oh, 2 weeks out from December? Oh, no. I know somebody in my team who put theirs up, and it was up on Halloween. What even is that?
Wow.
Like, it's not Christmas. Christmas is
December
to me.
And what
are
they put under there? Some hot cross buns for the next Easter?
I don't get it. It's Bryce Wolf in Creative Giver comes on here. Name and shame.
You've been outed.
But no, in our house it'll go up this weekend after the Christmas party when I'm feeling a bit worse for wear, and we'll put up the Christmas tree.
And what do you do ornaments wise? Because there's two schools of thought for ornaments. You can either make it like a sort of a sophisticated kind of thing, or you can make it a personalised, like ornaments that mean something.
Yeah,
to you.
We do that. We buy a special ornament every year.
That's
Jonathan,
what we do.
An idea? I think more and more expensive every bloody year as well. So we've got expensive, nice ornament each every year. And then, just whatever comes out of the box first.
We got a coronavirus ornament last year.
Did you?
Because we thought,
how
are we going to remember 2020? I know, coronavirus ornament. And then we'll never talk about coronavirus ever again.
Here we go, 2021. What's your ornament this year?
Haven't got it yet.
Haven't you? I've got a George Jensen one, me.
Oh, that's very nice, fancy.
And my husband's got a polar bear on skis, so that says a lot about what we're liking.
I like to try and sum up the year somehow, but it's hard to find newsy Christmas ornaments.
So you never switch off, do you, Ben? Always a journal.
Exactly. And Nat Richards, absolute pleasure talking to you as always. We'll speak to you again soon.
Thanks, Ben. Ta-ra.